Well, we're back online with Lana Payne. My name is Pete Lathrop. And if you were able to hear the little teaser that we had in regards to our conversation, this is going to be a little more chill. We're going to be hanging out together, talking about the Commission on Aging in Grand Traverse County. I'm the kind of guy who asks silly questions sometimes, you know. I'm going to pop one here. Whatever made you want to be a part of that board, the Commission on Aging?
To be at the Commission on Aging?
What influenced you?
It actually was my first job at the county in 2009. And I wanted to work for the county, and it happened to be the Commission on Aging. At that time, I didn't have any information at all about the COA. I didn't know what they did. I knew nothing about them.
Yeah.
But over the years, as I've worked for them, I've grown to really have a heart for seniors and to understand their needs. And it's really an honor to be a part of an organization that helps.
Well, I didn't want to couch that question as if it were a burden on anybody or that they wouldn't want to do that. Obviously, I have a big heart for seniors. I love them, and I'm going to be one pretty soon. So I understand it's a big need. You got to have a good Commission on Aging wherever you go. You just do.
Yes.
And so this is a unique area, like we were talking about on air, that there's a lot of seniors come to Traverse City area, Grand Traverse area, and to combine that with an already large population of seniors, does that pose a unique situation for the Commission on Aging in our area?
It does. That combined with some of the other challenges, just to be able to have staff and have be full staffed and be able to have enough people to serve seniors in our area. As the number of seniors in our area continues to increase, we just have more and more people calling our offices and wanting to know if they can receive services. And we do have wait lists for a great deal of our services, unfortunately, because there is such high demand for them.
Well, I'm going to be genuine in my questions because I don't have a lot of knowledge about what it means to be on a Commission on Aging and what it does. And being that we do have a high number of seniors that are enjoying and living life here in the Grand Traverse area, it would be good to know some of the statistics and also some other questions pertaining to what does it do? What is the history? What does it cost people as far as taxpayers and things like that? And I think it would be a great service for our listeners who I know have a large population of seniors who listen to WLJN. So let's start off. What are some of those statistics you were mentioning? We kind of mentioned it in brief, but as we go into more depth, what is the exponential growth all about?
Sure. I guess first we could just talk about that senior population in our area. All of the statistics on the baby boomer generation and what's happening with them show that the baby boomers will all be age 60 by the year 2025. So that's really only a little over 2 years from now. So a senior in the state of Michigan is anyone 60 or older. Mm-hmm. So that means they will all be considered senior citizens. Mm-hmm. And the estimate is that by 2030, which is only about 7 years from now, then 1 in 4 people in Grand Traverse County will be a senior. They will be 60 or older. So 1/4 of our population will be eligible for services at the Commission on Aging.
Well, if age has anything to do with wisdom, will certainly be one of very deep thinkers.
That's so true.
You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of a good thing. But yet, when you have an aging population, which I value them because they are people full of wisdom, full of experience. We need them more now than ever before. But it also comes with some services that are needed, you know. And
right.
So they represent the whole, you know, the hub, so to speak, of where they can go to get information, to get help, you know, to be directed, to be served. So since, what is it you said earlier on the on-air portion, since 1975, the Commission on Aging has been helping. And with that, there needed to be some sort of funding to be able to provide these services.
That's correct.
As we talk about what the COA does, we also have to know that it doesn't come free. Nothing really does come free anymore, doesn't it?
It doesn't.
So there is a millage that is coming up, and we'll be getting into that in a little bit. So one of the things I think people need to know are what are those services? What are some of the things that the COA does provide?
Sure. And so the COA was created in 1975, and that was in response to the Older Americans Act that was passed. And that created a requirement for all counties to provide a certain standard of service for seniors in their communities. So then the Commission on Aging was formed to respond to that. Mm-hmm. Not every county has an actual Commission on Aging. They're not all part of a government. Some are and some aren't. We happen to be part of Grand Traverse County in our area here. So we serve anyone who is 60 years of age and older and who lives in Grand Traverse County. Mm-hmm. That is all it takes to be eligible for services. You know, we've all paid taxes throughout our lives, and so everyone deserves that benefit, that benefit later on in life if they need some help. We basically provide services that help people stay at home. Our goal is to help people live at home their whole lives because, you know, let's face it, we all would like to live out our lives in our home instead of having to move to assisted living or in with family or a nursing home. So as we age, some of those basic activities of daily life become more challenging. And if you can't accomplish those at home, you can't really live at home. Mm-hmm. So we do things like helping people shower and bathe and get dressed and hair care, those things that sometimes people need a little help with, even just to accompany them so they feel safe getting in and out of a shower, that kind of thing.
And, you know, we need those angel people.
That's what they are,
you know,
truly.
Those people, I have the utmost respect for them. I mean, those are tough jobs, but the people that do them usually say they do it because they love people.
They do. We have our own staff. They're all county employees. We have a lot of certified nursing aides and LPNs and homemaker aides that clean for us because we also offer that. But we have staff who have worked for us for 15, 20, 25 years as aides because they have a heart for seniors. They love the people that we care for. And I agree. I call them angels all the time because to me, it takes a very special heart and you have to have a real gift to have that compassion it takes to help people with those things that are so difficult. And I can't say enough about the staff.
They're heroes.
They are.
You know, they're heroes. So
and our clients would say that as well. Yeah. They call us every day or send cards or letters. We hear from clients every day about how blessed they are by our staff.
So any other things that the...
Sure. So we have quite a few services. So let me kind of run through those. So that first one was the beginning of the home health care. So that personal care that we do, we can also like check vitals. We can take blood pressures and check blood sugar, kind of basic things like that. We can do some basic wound care in the home. Those same nursing aides also can provide respite care in the home. So that's a service where we're there in the home so that the caregiver in the home can get a break. We'll go in for several hours at a time, and then we'll take care of that person that they care for. And they give them that break because caregiving is 24/7 and people can suffer from burnout for that. So we're there to help them. While we're in the home, we can also do those personal care things like showering and bathing assistance. We can do some cleaning. We do some meal prep, that kind of thing while we're in the home for respite care. So that's certainly a necessary service because we don't just benefit the seniors. We also benefit those older adults who have parents or loved ones who are seniors and need care. And we all can't necessarily do everything they need. We still we're working. We have children at home. Maybe we don't live in the area. We have parents who need care. Mm-hmm. So the Commission on Aging can step in to do some of that. So that respite care oftentimes will relieve, you know, maybe a daughter or son or something like that. We have, I mentioned we have homemaker aid services. So that's house cleaning. So we do house cleaning, and then we can, we also do grocery shopping for clients who are homebound. That came about during COVID. We didn't used to offer that, but we found out so many seniors then during, of course, 2020 especially, could not go out and shop. They could not get groceries and had no way to get them. Shipt was just becoming popular in those kinds of home delivery services. So we just started that. So we are doing that now, and we offer that through our house cleaning service. We offer medication management. Oftentimes, as we age, the number of prescriptions that people are on increases, and it becomes more difficult to keep track of those. And so we have little medication units that we can put the meds in, and we work with the pharmacies and make sure the prescriptions are filled. So we have an LPN who does that. We have LPNs who provide foot care. That's actually a very much needed service. Yeah. Most of us, as we get older, we can't see our toes anymore. We can't reach them. You know, we just need basic foot care, but we don't necessarily have the means to go to a podiatrist or pay for that service. So we do a lot of foot care.
My wife and I are going through foot care issues right now.
It doesn't take very long to get there, right? I'm 61 and I need help with mine too. So we actually do a lot of foot care. We have foot care clinics as well at the senior center locations and some other assisted livings where we do that. Mm-hmm. One of our most popular services is our outdoor services. Certainly one of the first things that become difficult to do. So we snowplow and shovel for clients during the winter months. And then during the nicer weather months, we do lawn mowing and trimming. We also do a once a year leaf removal for those people. We do window washing, and then we can do odd jobs. So we can move firewood or help them put away patio furniture, just miscellaneous things like that.
So if a church calls up the Commission on Aging, says we have a youth group that would like to help out some seniors, would you guys direct them?
We do work with volunteer groups, and that is something, as the director of the Commission on Aging, I'm really wanting to grow in the future, is working with the community and making that happen. Probably our largest need for volunteer services is during that leaf season.
Yeah.
We have volunteer groups every year that sign up, and they'll take a few of our clients who don't have that service but could really use it. And so then they'll go and provide that to seniors that are on our wait list. So
that's great.
Yes, we do that quite a lot. We would love to have more volunteer groups for that.
Absolutely. So anybody out there that's in a church or involved in a youth program or whatever, this is an opportunity. And you know what? That builds into the lives of the young ones, too.
It does.
Really, it's a double bonus. You know.
It really is. So fall and spring, we do leaf removal. So we're always looking for volunteer groups both of those times of the year.
So you have quite a list already. You haven't even gone through the whole thing.
We do have a few other things that we do that are pretty amazing. Do I have a moment to
kind of list them?
One of the things people can get through us is the call button. So that emergency call button that you wear as a necklace or a bracelet if you fall. So they can get those through us. We have a social worker on staff, and we don't charge for her services. So she does a lot of helping people with paperwork or, financial, if they need help with kind of getting their finances in order, if they need counseling or grief counseling. She is another one of those angels, and she's just amazing with our clients. So we have that service. We provide transportation assistance as well. We don't actually transport people. We're not really allowed to do that, but we make it affordable. So we have beta passes and we have taxi coupons that are very discounted. And I'll talk about our fees here in just a second. And then we also have financial assistance for low income seniors. Mm-hmm. So we probably more than anything else, we help with heating related emergencies or past due balances that people are having a hard time paying.
Do you get any allocations at all from the government, from the state, or from the national government in relationship to covering some of these costs?
We do not. Okay. The Commission on Aging is solely Grand Traverse County. We're each by county. So we are almost completely supported by the millage.
Okay.
We do collect some fees, but they're very low. And all of the seniors in our area who are their income is within 200% of the poverty level. That's a federal guideline number. All of those people receive their services for free. Mm-hmm. So any low income seniors do not pay for their services at all through the Commission on Aging, which is a huge benefit. These services that we provide, if they were to get them in the private sector, are quite expensive and would also keep people from being able to live at home. So it's around $2,100 a month, basically, for a single person household. If their income is less than that per month, they would get services for free. I think what a lot of people maybe don't realize is how many seniors in our area are actually very low income. That was something I had no idea of until I started working at the Commission on Aging. But we have a lot of seniors whose income is fairly well below $1,000 a month, and they're living on that.
It's just not going to be easier anymore because the way that things are in the trajectory of our country and the inflation, this is where people need to realize that the COA is even more important than ever to be able to help. And when you have a lot of low income seniors who can't work, and are homebound, man, we have to be able to help them. And that's why it's so important for us to get behind the COA or the Commission on Aging here in Grand Traverse County.
I would agree. I see it every day how important it is what we do. And yep. And so, you know, we've had great support from our community in the past, and we feel like we do really great work out there. So we're really hoping for that support this year.
I alluded to the idea of a millage early on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I understand the human element of not wanting to have more money taken out of our paychecks and things of that nature. But when you start revealing what the Commission on Aging does, it begins to become more, hey, you know what? I want to get behind this. I want to get behind this. I'll make sure that this is around for people who need it, who have no other person to look to. This is a wonderful opportunity. And, you know, like myself and my wife and those around us, we're gonna possibly be in that position too. Who knows? But now is the time to think, can we get behind whatever they need so that this can continue? That obviously spells out millage. And so what are you guys looking at here?
Right. And I guess the way I see it too is that so often our tax dollars just go wherever. We have no idea really what they get spent on. You know, maybe roads, maybe this. We don't really have any say over it. But in a millage, you really are saying where your money's going. Every dime goes to provide services to seniors. So I like that part. And just for my own self, knowing that when you choose or don't choose to vote for a millage, you're saying where your money's going to go. We are asking for a renewal of the same amount that we've had to support the from the millage before since 2004. So it's basically
you mean it's not affected
cents.
By inflation?
No, it isn't. I mean, would I say we could provide more services if we asked for more money? Yes, we could.
Yeah.
This isn't a good time in the economy to be asking people increase. But we do want to continue to take care of the people we're taking care of. And if we can get full staff, we can take care of more.
I'm just saying from the taxpayer's perspective, it's great to see efficiency.
Yes.
And it's great to see that that you know you're able to continue and find new creative ways to fulfill the needs of these people without having to increase the millage. Now, I know that it's inevitable that someday it's going to have to increase. I understand that. I think we all do.
It will.
But it's great to see this, that you guys are being effective. You're being prudent with what the funds are coming in. And that's good to know.
Right. We're asking for a longer term. So this time it'll be 10 years for the millage instead of six. But we felt that was more important than asking for more money because we do have this influx of seniors in our area that we want to know that we can at least continue to provide services at the level and somewhat more than what we have been doing.
Well, it's a 10-year cap.
So, right.
So, I mean, that's good to know.
Right.
That's good to know.
Right. And we really could go out for more if we wanted to come back 5 years from now and saw that, yes, indeed, that many more seniors have moved here and we don't have funding. We're not prohibited from coming and asking for an increase. So that made me feel better, too, just knowing that if 5 years from now I see, hey, we really are not going to have enough funding, I can ask for that and we can look at that at that time. But we do know that the 10-year millage is a very smart way to look at this.
Now, this is going to appear on the November 4th ballot.
It is.
Okay.
November 8th.
Yep. And November 8th. And so something to keep in mind when you go to the polls. But anything else we need to know?
Sure. I think it's important to realize that it does benefit not just the seniors and those adults in our community who have aging parents who need help in the home. We hear from those people as well all of the time about the difference we make in their parents' lives and in their lives because they just don't have the time that their parents really need to have devoted to them because they're still in the workforce. Mm-hmm. They still have families of their own or they're not living here. So they need that assistance. You know, if there wasn't a millage, we could probably run the COA for about a year. And after that, it would likely no longer exist without the funding because there's no county general fund dollars at all that come to the COA. It's just strictly through that millage. I did want to speak just a moment, too, about the senior center, if I could as well.
Absolutely.
They also are up for a millage renewal. So the Commission on Aging and the senior center are both a part of Grand Traverse County. We are separate departments. We work together a lot, but we're really not affiliated with each other as far as our funding goes. So they have their own millage, and it's just a 0.1. And that's also a renewal of their previous amount, and they are also asking for 10 years. The information that we want to get out there, a couple of things about the Senior Center. The number of amazing activities at the Senior Center, it's just incredible what we offer here. And it is the Senior Center Network. So there are programs in Traverse City, of course, that we're all aware of, but there's also senior center networks in Interlochen and in Kingsley and in Fife Lake, and we're working on one in Acme. So we have programming through our senior center network in all these other communities too. It's not just the Traverse City Senior Center, and sometimes people aren't aware of that. And the other piece that's so important that people understand is that the city of Traverse City was granted $7 million from the state of Michigan for the building of the Traverse City Senior Center. So they have money to help with the building and putting a new building there. That has nothing to do with the programming for the Senior Center. The city of Traverse City does not provide any of that programming. So the programming that happens there and in Interlochen and Fife Lake and Kingsley, it happens through the Senior Center Network through Grand Traverse County. And so that millage that is on there, that is solely for programming. And the money that came from the state of Michigan for that building absolutely does not support those programs. Mm-hmm. So we don't want there to be confusion of that, because Grand Traverse County and the Senior Center Network didn't receive that money. That's not their money. That's the city of Traverse City building a building. So we could have the most gorgeous building on the bay for the Traverse City Senior Center, but if there isn't the programming that their millage provides, there wouldn't be services. So just important that people understand that difference and that it's important.
And, you know, the building is in disrepair, the one that's currently up.
It is.
And it is wonderful to have a new one. But really, the most important part of it is the programming.
It is, because we can do the programming anywhere.
Yeah, you can do the programming in a barn or whatever.
If we needed to.
But I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
This is where you really look at your priorities. I know the state's already covered the building. That was their generosity. But nevertheless, what we're concerned about is how are we helping them on a programming level through the Senior Center. And that's what you're talking about.
And aging has changed a lot since like even you and I were kids, you know. Now people in their 60s, 70s, even 80s are super active. They're athletic.
Right.
They're playing sports. They're out there playing pickleball and tennis, and they're taking aerobics classes. They're incredibly fit. Mm-hmm. So many of them. And we want to make sure if people are going to retire here that we have those programs and things, and to keep people healthier and keeping them out of their house and doing things and involved in the community. All of those pieces are important. But as they have those needs that make it harder to live at home, then we can transition them to Commission on Aging Services. But both sides of that spectrum are equally important for seniors.
Right. So 0.1 for 10 years, senior center programming millage.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Anna, you're a busy woman. You not only oversee a very necessary component of our community up here in northern Michigan, but you also serve on our Good News Media Board of Directors. And so you have a lot of irons in the fire. So I appreciate you. I know that our listeners appreciate you. And thank you for just having a spirit of service to your community. That is so important for us all to have.
It is. It makes work not really like work.
Right.
You know,
Lana Payne. Well, you're my hero. Thank you so much for joining me today. Again, this is a little redundant, but this is also offered through a CD. If maybe you're a family member or a caregiver that is hearing the podcast right now, and the person that you're helping out doesn't have a computer or whatnot, we do have this available on CD if necessary. So thanks so much, Lana. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me on today, Pete.